T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing, and most of all, thank you so much for listening. It means a lot to us. Thank you, Zach. Had a blast, buddy, as we always do. And Brian Hanley will be back on Monday. He is hopefully investing heavily in my Ramblers. I doubt it somehow. All right. Want to thank everyone. We should let you know that today, the Score has a live broadcast that will be Bernstein and McKnight, 9, 1 p.m. McNeil and Parkins, 1 to 6. Real-time sports, 1120 West Devon Avenue, Elk Grove Village. Join 6-7 of the Score for the madness at Real-time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Enjoy a live broadcast. And we always enjoy talking to our guys who are out there. Got the place already set up for them. And gentlemen, just a magnificent start to the tournament. A real proud moment.
I was thinking about you.
Thank you, buddy.
I was thinking about you the entire time, top of mind, as I'm watching all that go down. And I'm happy for you.
Yes.
That's a really cool thing is in the life of a sports fan. That's one that you can kind of check off, that no matter what happens, you'll always have.
I'm like amazed to pick up USA Today. The masthead is there, USA Today Weekend. I mean, the front page of the thing, and to the right are the Ramblers in the, you know, next to the masthead. They're all over the local papers, but that was, I mean, the Buffalo upset is a bigger game, but that was such a blowout. That was the one shining moment. I mean, that's the one that's going to be on every bloody broadcast till the tournament ends. So they had their moment. It's just glorious.
Were you expecting Loyola to call timeout as they came down the floor? Because I was thinking about the same thing on the way down and wondering whether they'd call it. And I was shocked, I guess, that they rolled up and hit the three like they did. I kind of thought of timeout, and I wondered if you had your heart jump into your throat.
I was still screaming about the fact that Krutwig got fouled and they didn't make the call.
No.
I'm like, I am literally like yelling at the TV. And the kids taking the free throw, and throughout that game they would take a shot, a regular shot, a free throw, whatever. The ball would bounce three times and then go in.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
I thought the rims were tight.
Oh my god!
I did notice that.
The one kid took a three earlier in the game to hit the front of the rim and rolled back in, and I'm just like, so I was really very emotional. You know, by the time he had hit the shot, I was jumping up and down, like screaming, he hit the shot. Like, for some reason, you state the obvious, you know, like, they ran down the floor. Like, you don't, like, it's just hard to live in that moment.
And this is why we needed a split screen during the game of you at that moment and Sister Jean, just to.
Let me got to talk to you about Sister Jean.
Yes.
I need help from you. I need help from my partner here. I know Sister Jean is being portrayed. I know she's 98 years old, this a near centenarian, current nonagenarian. My understanding.
You're not going to do this.
People,
you're not going to do this.
No, you don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. I'm going to say a silent prayer.
They've got their rosaries out in front of him right now.
Counting beads. Right?
But I was always under the impression that nuns inflicted corporal punishment on people. That the stories that I've heard in classic Catholic education, that nuns beat the crap out of you.
Right.
How do I reconcile that? How do I square that with all the love for this woman when I'm just picturing her like with a yardstick decapitating students?
Mully, you did Catholic school too, right? They hit you and you love them for it. That's how it works.
Yeah,
they hit
you
until you love them.
I learned discipline. I definitely had my knuckles wrapped more than one time. I did grow up in Catholic schools and was subjected to some of that stuff. We had a one nun in particular at Tommy Moore when I was there that it was scary. She used to We used to, you know, make jokes that she would walk the halls with a Doberman. You know, she was just
right. So if that is that nun, what was her name?
Sister Alicia.
Okay, yeah. so if you saw a 98-year-old Sister Alicia, would you be like, oh?
I don't think Sister Jean's like that though,
but
and
we
don't
know.
Think old people are. She actually played basketball. Yours was Sister Gertrude.
Sister Gertrude. Yep.
We had. How about this? I'm not kidding about this. We had Sister Elvira at one point. And she was not Sister Elvis, Sister Elvira. She was like
Sister Elvis. Was she perfect. Was. That's back when Zach was in Vegas.
That's, yeah. She was.
She had a great show.
I think she was like a germaphobe. So she would literally, if a kid sneezed, she would spray Lysol on you. Like you'd
oh, I like it.
And if you were near her, you'd get like. I mean, if you're near the guy who sneezed, like I knew better than to sneeze in front of her. They would, like, you catch some Lysol in the eye because some guy sneezed next to you. It was
sneezes are the devil leaving crazy. The body, so you got to clean that immediately. You have to, you cannot wait. There's no time. You have to clean the devil out.
Oh man, I think that's really neat story. I think that the fact that she has gotten so much attention is fantastic. The idea of writing a story about Sister Jean and USA Today is just, it's really just a wonderful story.
Boy, you're making it sound as though something really bad would have happened if Ingram didn't hit that shot.
No,
beyond the loss.
No. You know what? They would have taken it and they would have gone home and they would have celebrated what they had. But now they're going to win the tournament. You know it's going to happen. We saw it. You saw the beginning of it. It's called divine intervention.
It's been preordained, perhaps.
Thank
it already
you.
Has been There's, written.
God wills it.
I feel bad for Rocky Top, but a giant thumb is going to crush it today.
What's the scene of the Exorcist? The power of Christ compels you.
A young priest and an old priest.
It's God himself who compels you.
I met the priest who consulted on that movie, and the guy was one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life. I can't think of his name. We were at Notre Dame for a wedding. I swear to God, and he was hysterical. And he was the guy
actually,
that was the
Exorcist. I was so obsessed with The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I was so obsessed with that movie. I read... And I saw it, and of course, because I was in like sixth grade or whatever it was, and my parents like, oh yeah, you're too young to see that movie. So immediately. My friend John is like, we have a Betamax. It's like he had this giant Betamax on the cart, and he's like, we have The Exorcist. I'm like, okay, can we watch it like right now? I was like, yeah, let's go watch it right now. And then I read everything I possibly could. I got a copy of the actual Roman ritual.
My Lord.
I had a copy of the actual, like, I could have, you know, if you called me and you needed an exorcism, I had it. I could go over there and do it for you.
I remember watching Saturday Night Live do a parody of that
where she was
screaming, the devil in her was screaming, your mother sews socks in hell.
Yeah,
which, if you saw the movie, is a very funny line.
That's, and then the bed lands on the exorcist's foot, and they're trying to get the bed to come up again because the bed's on his foot. He's like, levitate the bed. Move the bed up. What do we say to get the bed up again? That was to have the priest in charge of that be funny is very cool.
Oh, the consultant, this guy, honest to God, was hysterical. I mean, one of those guys, and you meet guys like this in your life, easy with a joke, always finding a laugh, and just genuinely, you know, a real fun person to be around.
Well, if
kind of like us on the Bears beat, Dan.
But no matter what, the point is, I guess, my sort of takeaway from this is, even if they get their heads smashed in by Tennessee, it kind of doesn't matter because you need to just bank away that moment and you have that. You have that shot, you've got that feeling, and whatever happens now is gravy.
We'll always have Dallas. All right, gentlemen, enjoy your day and enjoy your show, and we'll be listening.
Thanks, Molly. Thanks, Zach.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.